Housing prices have made Denver the second least affordable city in the country for teachers. Based on average salaries, only about 1% of teachers in Denver can afford to buy a home. But an innovative pilot program may help turn that around. Jenny Brundine of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Teachers have a lot on their plates these days. Being in a classroom all day is stressful, but the stress doesn't end when the bell rings. Jared Montgomery is a manager with the Denver School of Science and Technology, or DSST, a network of 14 public charter schools.
We talk to teachers every day who their primary concern is the rising cost of housing in the city.
One of those teachers is Denver native Caitlin Schwartz. After 10 years away, a year and a half ago, she moved back
to astronomical rents.
The question of how to afford living in the city she teaches in is a daunting one, not just for her.
I know so many teachers that are putting in 60, 70-hour weeks, planning their lessons, grading, being in school, working with students. And so when your only option to be able to really afford to live is to get a second job, in a job that's already time and a half.
Her voice trails off. There aren't enough hours in the day. A tidal wave of a problem lies ahead for DSST and other Denver schools, where teachers make salaries in the $40,000 to $60,000 range. More than 70% of DSST teachers are under 35. Most are single, so sharing rent with roommates can work. But Caitlin Schwartz just got married.
And so that's a big thing we've been thinking about is like, okay, if we're going to buy a house, it can't be a one-bedroom condo if we want to have kids.
And Caitlin's not alone. A survey last year found 30% of the charter school's staff want to buy a home within 3 to 5 years. So the network began researching options to help them do that. And they heard about a company called Landed.
We are a social mission real estate brokerage, which is not very common.
That's Alex Lofton, one of its co-founders. It's after school at DSST's Southwest Denver campus. About 15 teachers want to hear how Landed can help them buy a home. Here's how it works. Homebuyers put up 10% of the down payment. Landed puts up the other half.
When you put 20% down, the bank does not require you to pay mortgage insurance.
Landed's Emily Eschman says that saves about $200 to $350 each month. And she explains Landed's down payment isn't a loan. It's a shared investment. If the home goes up in value when it's sold, Landed gets 25% of the appreciation. If the value goes down, Landed assumes 25% of the loss. The idea intrigues school administrator Kelly Herrick. She and her fiancé had given up looking for a home in the Denver area.
Up until hearing about Landed, we have actually been actively considering moving to Cleveland, Ohio, which is where my family is from, because housing prices are so much more affordable.
For Denver native and teacher Nate Reven, Landed's plan
could be really nice math in terms of the next steps in my life.
His entire family is here, and he says he wants to keep giving back to the community he grew up in. Landed's Alex Lofton says for teachers, the 3 to 5 year career point is key, a time when many quit.
So that's the crucial time we're trying to help with, is that time when people are deciding, well, I can stay a teacher and live in this more precarious situation or switch jobs and have more security. And we want to make sure people feel like they can stay in the job, in education, and have the security.
Landed's roots are in the Bay Area, where it's tapped foundation investments to cover its portion of home down payments. So far, it's helped 200 California teachers into homes. DSST's Jared Montgomery knows the pilot program is just one piece of the puzzle. It appeals mainly to those who've managed to save for part of a down payment. But along with retaining teachers, it could help with something else.
It's absolutely a recruiting tool.
He says it's getting harder to draw teachers to Denver. Landed's Alex Lofton says when it comes to the housing crisis, it's easy to be pessimistic. He's not.
There are a lot of folks, not just us, government leaders and nonprofit organizations that really want to see new ideas and new solutions and are working towards them. And so I think we can be really hopeful that there's just as many people working on the problem as the problem is big.
Lofton's already thinking bigger. If DSST's pilot is successful, he'd like to launch with $5 million to extend the program to all Denver public school teachers. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.